We was just talking zodiac. So I'm a Sagittarius, rising sign Cancer, and my moon is a Gemini. I don't know if that if y'all care about all that.
I don't remember mine. I feel like my because I know the sun signs are what is outward. That's how you talk to people.
And yeah, sun, no, sun signs is like what we just said, Sagittarius.
Like, right, but that's right, like your outward. Like how right. People, then that's how your inner thoughts, and that's like
your moon sign is normally your subconscious.
Right, that's what I mean.
And then your rising sign is normally how people perceive you. So my being Cancer, people perceive me as nurturing.
Yes, sometimes. I say I'm half Cancer. I'm a Gemini cusp.
Okay. Right? Okay. So
that's
turn up.
That's all magic. That's all
that's
magic.
A lot of wool.
Gemini. Yes, I want to. As far as my scale, my moon and my sun, what is that?
So you're a Pisces, right. But do you know your moon and sun sign? I mean, your rising and your sun sign. See, I don't know how to find them. You'd have to look it up. Because it's like by the time you were born and things
right,
like that.
Right, I got an app that's...
Yeah, I'm about to say, she might have an app that can pull that up right around. But it has something to do with like the time and everything that you were born. And then you get your sun, I mean, your rising and your... It's crazy because I have a Gemini thought pattern, which sucks because I'm like... at duality about everything. Like, I'm like, well, we could do this, but I could also do this.
Right.
Like, that's, like it sucks,
okay,
man.
Okay.
It sucks.
That's the stuff.
It sucks to have to think that. Right. Right, because I really try to, like, force myself to, like, flip a coin or something. Like, okay, Janie, we down to two choices. As long as I can narrow it down to two choices, I know something will get done.
Right.
But it's like, before I narrow it down to two choices, I'm real like, oh, we could do this, and then we could do that, and then... we could throw a bow on it and add glitter.
I feel like it's very important for somebody to know how they think and know how to approach themselves. They know, you know, I can toss a tone, you know, toss a coin and get one or the other option.
It took a long time to get there, though.
Like,
I'm 30. Right, I'm 30 now. It took me this long. Like, whenever somebody give me a compliment like that, like, it seemed like I got myself. Thank you, girl.
You're right.
Because I barely. This right here was pieced together with a whole bunch of affirmations and body oil.
Come on,
this morning. That's what I got up and that's how I got here this morning. Because I'm telling you, I was feeling low this morning. Here on Fire Conversations, I can be real with you guys.
Right, that's real.
It's crazy that I was able to get in here and perform for the new show that's going to be airing on the publicity network called Good Vibrations. I did a whole little drop and everything there. Y'all going to be seeing me sing live.
It was honestly beautiful.
And I was nervous beyond reason. And I bet you guys didn't notice. I hope you guys didn't notice. I got my crystals in my pocket.
Great.
And moonstone on.
That's part of the Sagittarius package, though, performing. And you won't, most Sagittarius, you don't won't notice that they're not.
Like, y'all had me performing on one leg like a
flamingo. But you was doing the damn thing. Gave me a shimmy with Private Dancer.
Right?
Oh, my God.
That was for the wings right there.
Thank you so much.
But it was hard for me. Like, I got up this morning. I got up early this morning. I do a me hour. So my alarm goes off at 6 o'clock and I get in front of the mirror and I oil myself up and I turn on every affirmation. Like, I turn on a bunch of affirmation videos.
What's up with oils?
Oh, let's break it down. First off, I like to use a coconut base because it absorbs into your skin really well. Then sometimes, it depends on the morning. This morning I did rosemary and I did some tea tree because it's really good for my sign. And then I also did some black castor oil just because I'm trying to stay moisturized. It's a little dry outside. I mean, it's a little weird looking outside, so I was trying to stay moisturized. And then I did some hemp seed oil. All on the rest of that while playing a bunch of affirmations at myself that tells me I'm beautiful and things like that because believe it or not, I have a problem with my confidence that I've like really been working on. Like I could play guitar at home all day, but as soon as I leave out the house, I get like real like, so it was actually kind of good that we had some unbalanced energy here because it kind of forced my energy to kind of be in balance because something else was already out of balance in the room. So it was like, well, somebody got to keep it together. And you know, like, I don't know, like that kind of kicked in and I'm kind of glad we were dealing with that. I was like, she can't have two spaz outs.
I can't.
Y'all can't hire. Like everybody else is already like, all right, can we move forward? I'm like, nah, if I can't deliver. So it was actually a blessing in disguise.
It was a blessing in disguise.
It was a bit of a blessing in disguise. So not all bad people, not all bad energy is bad. Sometimes you can transmute that energy and push it through. You know, it did make me have to like, okay, let me perform because Because you was already fed up. I get over here and I don't start singing. I don't know what's going to start flying.
Child, let me tell you. You did wonderful with the art on the walls. You did wonderful singing outside. But y'all did
wonderful painting it. Make sure. Where can they check out?
At Femme Fascinations on Instagram and Feminine Fascinations on Facebook. So it just... And you, if you go to Pamela Roxanne, everything is available.
Pamela Roxanne, okay, everything.
And then you can email me at thecityblock, SIETTI, city, thecityblock.com at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
And those are shoes and painted jackets and shoes. Just art all over everything.
Custom artwork, custom shoes.
It's gorgeous. It's lit.
Right. It's lit.
Well, we're only 5 minutes in. If you guys have any other, crazy fire conversation topic, something that you've been wanting to get off your chest, you're like, you know what? I'm about to say this because I've been waiting for an audience to say this phrase.
Retire. Niggas ain't shit. Now, yes, come on. We can talk all day.
Right. Okay, bitch, stop.
I was going to say retire old people.
Retired old people.
No, retire them. Retire send them somewhere.
Yes.
I'm so sick of elderlies.
And girl, you gonna have to elaborate what they done did to you.
Stuck in your way. Speak on it because I'm gonna follow through.
Everybody, at my job, we get a whole lot of old people. I work at a gas station, so we get people of all different shapes and sizes. So when these old people will come in here, I feel like it's the 40s still.
Right.
And you just went to the soda store to get a soda and sit and chill. They were standing there 45 minutes enjoying a Coca-Cola.
Like, yeah, I'm just here to get a Coca-Cola. I just came up straight for one Coca-Cola, please.
We need to tell old people that stuff out here.
I feel you. What's your follow-up on that? You got to follow-up?
That's my thing. Old people being stuck in their ways and their thoughts as far as, you trying to express yourself and they're not open to the new generation entering into it. That's it. That's what I feel like old folks need to change.
And I'm tired of the old people. If we're going to come for the old people today, I'm tired of old people acting like they handed us the best opportunity. You know, we get this millennial this and millennial that. Sure. Oh, y'all need to get yourself together. Y'all gave us a crash housing market. Y'all gave us expensive ass school that can't get us no jobs. You know what I mean? Like, y'all set us up for the okie doke and then really be out here judging the fuck out of us.
Why aren't you working with this?
When granddaddy worked at a fucking factory that he been working at since 14.
Nigga,
buy a 99 cent soda and y'all lived on a property you owned. Like, come on, miss me with that. Like, I'm tired of acting like this ain't no struggle.
Right.
It is a struggle, old people. Y'all gave us a terrible world. We adopted a terrible world by the time we got old enough for us to make some changes in it, and we doing our best. And I will say, I am pretty proud of millennials and the age range right before millennials. We is doing the damn thing. Okay. We is making changes. We got women out here in more powerful places. We got all sorts of people getting all sorts of rights, and we getting stuff. Y'all seen Jaden Smith do the water box in Flint? Like, he done spent all this money and made a box that cleans water. Right. The government ain't tried to do nothing, but Jada Smith done went out here and made a box that cleans people water and gave it to a church, so the church is giving out free water to the people of Flint who still don't have clean water coming out of their faucets. So
it's been a year, right?
It's been four or five years. Years. And that's as long as we've known about it. It's been in the media for a couple of years, but it's been a problem since beforehand.
Right.
So children are already dealing with lead problems. Like, that's the state of emergency, but this nigga over here worried about motherfucking wow. But again, he not a millennial. You know what I mean? Us millennials are dealing with this problem, but Donald Trump is not our age range. He old. These are not the people that do not need to be in charge anymore. And we're getting them out of power. We making some moves. We making some change.
I feel like people are really hard on Donald Trump because he's stuck in his way. He's an old rich white man.
I feel like he's doing exactly what he said he was going
to
do.
Fortune home that she's used to being spoon fed. So of course he's going to make mistakes. Of course he's going to be thinking about certain things. He's not politically knowledgeable as far as his English. Everything all the way around. His common sense as far as the next person, the value, brother and sister. He doesn't understand things like that.
And everybody's well, I'm tired of the politician. Well, you know what? I'm not tired of the politician when the person that politician is talking to got their hand on their own nuclear weapons as well. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I value the fact that I want to live, and you over here trying to start stuff with Kim Jong-un. I ain't got no problem with Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Kim Jong-un ain't do nothing to me. You better leave that man alone. He got over there with all them rockets, and you over here talking shit, calling him Rocket Man on Twitter. Like, this nigga got the Twitter fingers.
You tripping. Well, you know, North Korea is terrible. North Korea is terrible.
Blown up like that. I'm just saying, I ain't talking shit either. But you, do right, your thing. Yeah, do your carry on. Shit about it, but then right. North Korea is carry on. I ain't over on Twitter talking shit though. Like Donald Trump was talking shit. Like no, Twitter. Chill, B.
Twitter.
For you get us all nuked. All
right. Okay. Exactly. Don't put us with you.
I just want to say on behalf of all the black people everywhere in America, we ain't vote for this nigga.
We're not with that. I didn't do that. Okay.
Then like we ain't bring all this shit, and not to mention, as far as all the black millennials, we really ain't had nothing to do with our economy and all that standing we got going on. That was not us. That was the people before us. Don't blame us. We doing our best, right?
Right.
We on agreement here. So. With that being said, we're going to wrap up another episode of Fire Conversations. Make sure that you check out Pamela Roxanne and SETI TV, was it?
Or the City TV. On the city block.
On the city block?
Yes, ma'am.
At gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? And Pamela Roxanne everywhere. She has all sorts of things linked on her page. So
oh my God,
check it out. Publicity Gun Network to catch up with everything. That's your one-stop shop for everything will be on Publicity Gun Network. And thank you guys for tuning in. Until I talk to you again, keep your vibes high and your spirit unbothered. I am Anasha Dragon. This is Fire Conversations.